KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's still 35 degrees. It's been 35 for at least a couple of hours now. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that as a result of a traffic stop on Sunday, deputies arrested two men on drug charges. 34-year-old Benjamin Michael Johnson of Harlan and 31-year-old James Dwight Mills of Avoca were taken into custody on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and simple misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Johnson faces additional charges of two counts of felony drug tax stamp violation, as well as a charge of possession with the intent to deliver alprazolam. Mills was additionally charged with the drug tax stamp violation and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail and held on a $50,000 bond each. On April 18th, Cass County deputies arrested 40-year-old Joshua James Mullen of Corning on three district court warrants for failure to appear. Mullen was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $25,000 bond. And on April 15th, 52-year-old Donald Whiting Filkins of Elliott was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Filkins was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on a $5,000 bond. There were also two recent accidents covered by Cass County deputies. At around 2:30 p.m. on Monday, deputies responded to a two-vehicle accident at White Pole Road and 700th Street. Authorities say a 2008 Ford Taurus driven by 22-year-old Joshua Walton Parker of Anita was eastbound on White Pole Road when the vehicle was struck in the left front corner by a 2018 Subaru Impreza driven by 65-year-old Cheryl Marie Cundy of Springdale, Arizona. The collision happened when Cundy attempted to turn around at the intersection. Both drivers were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac for evaluation. Damage was estimated at $10,000 altogether, and Cundy was cited for failure to yield upon left turn. And at around 3:51 a.m. on Tuesday, deputies responded to a single-vehicle accident on Jackson Street near Cumberland. A pickup owned and driven by 19-year-old Corey Lynn Cassidy of Earlham was southbound on Jackson Road when the vehicle entered the east ditch. No injuries were reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $2,000. Upon further investigation, deputies arrested Cassidy on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana and a drug tax stamp violation. He was also charged with OWI first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia and cited for driving under suspension, failure to maintain control, and operating a non-registered vehicle. Cassidy was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports early this morning his deputies arrested 26-year-old Corey Daniel Archer of Shenandoah. Archer was taken into custody at Priest Park in Shenandoah for delivery of methamphetamine. The charge was the result of a previous incident in Fremont County. During his arrest, Archer was found to be in possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. He was brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $10,000 bond. Additional charges are expected to be filed with the Page County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Tuesday afternoon arrested a Villisca man on a warrant for driving while suspended. 20-year-old Cordell Ryan Straw was taken into custody at around 3:30 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $566. A man accused of killing a 2-year-old boy in western Iowa by sitting on him is scheduled to go on trial next month. Pottawatomie County court records say 31-year-old Larry Murphy pleaded not guilty Monday to charges of first-degree murder and child endangerment resulting in death. His trial is set to begin May 29th in Council Bluffs. Records say the boy's mother told police on March 15th that Murphy was staying with her and her sons at a Council Bluffs motel when he became angry at the 2-year-old for taking his cell phone. She says that he sat on the boy for around 20 seconds on a motel bed. Police say Murphy is 6 feet tall and weighs 160 pounds. The boy was pronounced dead at a hospital. The records say a doctor noticed signs of asphyxiation. In our funeral announcements, Charles Anderson, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Charles Anderson will be held today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Jeffrey Stokes, age 63, of Harlan, died Sunday at the VA Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jeffrey Stokes will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Fresh Encounter in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Philip Schaeberg, age 92, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Philip Schaeberg will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Nancy Monk, age 78, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial graveside services for Nancy Monk will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Arlington Heights Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Nicholas Joseph Gross, age 54, of Glenwood, died January 23rd. A massive Christian burial for Nicholas Gross will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Elnor Knaus, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died January 31st. A memorial mass for Elnor Knaus will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carmen Regals, age 76, of Marney, died April 7th. Funeral services for Carmen Regals will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Todd Ebel, age 51, of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Todd Ebel will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Abby Ward, age 57, of Lewis, died April 17th in rural Atlantic. Funeral services for Abby Ward will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Paul Thomas Marshall, Jr., age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home, and a massive Christian burial for Paul Marshall, Jr. is currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.